If artist Jozef Čapek is less known to non-Czechs than his younger brother Karel, the writer, that's all the more reason to visit the new exhibition dedicated to his life and work at the National Library. The show, which opens on Wednesday, commemorates the 125th birthday of this jack of all artistic trades and recalls the very different fortunes and pursuits of his professional life. Christian Farvi has the story.
People from anywhere in the world might know some of the fine artwork of Jozef Čapek, the other international claim to fame being his suggestion of the word robot for his brother Karel's play R.U.R., which has surely entered every modern language. Czechs themselves meet this personality in childhood through his tales and illustrations of The Little Dog and the Kitty from 1929. But Jozef Čapek, like his more illustrious brother, was truly an artistic Renaissance man, a graphic designer, scenographer, poet, and literary critic, among many other things, all presented in the new exhibit on display at the Clementinium in Prague. Gina Bohachkova of the Karel Čapek Memorial told me more.
We made an exhibition about the life and work of Jozef Čapek, the important patron and personality who was to this time in the shadow of his brother Karel. He was not only painter, but also the writer, poet, and philosopher. On 30 banners, we documented his artistic work and his life. The exhibition showed not only his youth, but also studies, the first writings with his brother Karel, pre-war avant-garde paintings, and the end of his life, his fights against fascism and totality, and his death in concentration camp.
He spent almost all of World War II in the concentration camp. He died just weeks before the end of the war. How is that long part of his life remembered in the exhibition?
Yes, it is remembered with two paintings he made in concentration camp Sachsenhausen, and then with the poems. And these poems was after Second World War published.
Čapek's poems written in the concentration camps are credited with having been of great comfort to his fellow prisoners, who copied them and shared them amongst themselves. He died in the Bergen-Belsen camp in April of 1945, in the days just before or after its liberation. His burial site is unknown, and so he was given one of only two symbolic gravestones in the Vyšehrad cemetery of notable Czechs. The exhibition at the Clementinium, however, deals also with the happier times of Jozef Čapek's life, such as his work for children. It also includes many of the publications of the National Library on which he collaborated, either as a writer or an illustrator, and many of the monographs kept by the Karel Čapek Memorial Fund. The exhibition will be open until July 4th.
Thank you for that, Christian.